Dear seekers, dear sisters and brothers, I wish to give a very short talk on beauty from the spiritual point of view. At the end of my talk, I shall welcome a few spiritual questions. Beauty is my vitals, humility. Beauty is my mind's serenity. Beauty is my heart's magnanimity. And beauty is my life's sincerity. As a seeker, when I develop these divine qualities, I become all beauty. A child is beautiful. A flower is beautiful. A flame is beautiful. When I have a childlike heart, God talks to me. When my life becomes a flower of gratitude, I get the opportunity to sing with God His universal song. When I grow, my life grows into a flame, climbing flame. I play with God. I take conscious part in His cosmic game. Beauty is in giving, beauty is in receiving, beauty is in giving and giving alone, beauty is in receiving and receiving alone. When I give, I see that before I have given anything, heaven smiles through my offering, self-giving. When I receive, I see that God, earth, smiles in and through me. And when I give and give, I see that God, the divine pilot, offers himself in and through me to the aspiring humanity. When I receive and receive, I see God, the infinite compassion, enters into me, expands my earth-bound consciousness, finally transforms my earth-bound consciousness into the heaven-free reality. As a seeker, I invoke my soul, and that I feel that I will have the capacity to reveal the soul at God's choice hour. That time I have a significant prayer or message to offer to the world, to my brothers and sisters, the world. Vedaham etat, edaham etam purusham mahantam. I have known him, the being transcendental, the being of refulgent beauty. Him I have known. When I invoke the heart and become one with the heart and try to offer the wealth of the heart to the world at large, I see a new beauty grows within me and flows around me. At that time my message is Tomevo mata pita tomevo, tomevo bandhu sakha tomevo, tomevo vidya dravinam tomevo, tomevo sarvam mama deva deva. Thou art my mother, thou art my father, thou art my friend eternal, thou art my comrade eternal, thou art my inner wealth, thou art my wisdom, thou art my all, the absolute supreme. This prayer that I offer, or this message that I offer to the world at large, is founded upon my oneness, my heart's oneness with the inner pilot. This is the sweetest way, and at the same time most convincing way, that I establish my inseparable oneness with my inner pilot. When I establish my inner oneness, inseparable oneness with my inner pilot, I feel him as my mother, mother of eternity, father, father of eternity, friend from time immemorial, and wealth infinite, and Lord supreme is my all. This is the beauty of the heart that a seeker embodies, reveals and manifests here on earth. Then the seeker invokes the mind. When he becomes one with the mind proper, he offers the wealth of the mind on the strength of his soulful prayer. Om Bhurvasva Tasvitur Varennam Vargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Na Prachodayat. This is the prayer for the mind, for the illumination of the mind. This is India's peerless mantra, incantation. All the mantras of India are derived from this mantra. We meditate on the goddess Savitri to illumine our minds. When the mind is illumined, the mind offers its illumination to the world at large. This is the loftiest prayer that the Indian seeker of the holy past, realized and offered it to the aspiring humanity. Then we try to discover beauty in the vital. We have already discovered beauty in the soul, beauty in the heart, beauty in the mind, now beauty in the vital. When beauty in the vital dawns, we become energetic, dynamic, progressive, and fulfilling. At that time we pray to the Supreme to inundate our vital with power infinite. Tejoshi, Tejomai Dehi, Virjamasi, Virjamai Dehi, Balamasi, Balamai Dehi, Mandrasi, Mandamai Dehi, Vajoshi, Vajomai Dehi, Sahosi, Sahomai Dehi. O Lord, give me power, power divine, the power that builds, or the power that breaks, the power that energizes us, the power that wants to manifest the divine here on earth. We need that power. The vital needs the power for the full manifestation of divinity on earth. This power in the vital is the beauty of the vital for the manifestation of God here on earth. Then we try to invoke the body consciousness, and become one with the body, the aspiring body. Here we pray to the Supreme to grant us a sound health, an aspiring body. Vashyemo saradashtam, jivemo saradashtam, prabhavamo saradashtam, adina syamo saradashtam, vashcha saradashtat. O Lord, grant us a long life of 100 years. 100 years means an infinite here, an indefinite expanse of time. If you have a long time on earth, long life, then we can realize God, reveal God, and manifest God. For that we need a long life, the life that can see the truth, can embody the truth, can reveal the truth, and manifest the truth. For that we need a life of long life of aspiration, dedication, devotion, and surrender. This is the beauty in the body, of the body, for the soul and for God, the Supreme. Now we want to discover more beauty here on earth, consciousness. It is by realizing what is essential and what is not essential. Neti, neti, not this, not that. Ignorance? No. Darkness? No. Bondage? No. Limitation, imperfections? No. We don't need them. We need faith, courage, humility, purity, sincerity, and all divine qualities. We renounce the unlit in us and invoke the things that are illumined, the parts that are illumined, the consciousness that is illumined. We invoke not this, not ignorance which you claim as our very own, not the ignorance that claims us as its very own, but light that claims us as its very own, and the light that we are going to claim as our very own, we have to invoke. Now, there is supreme beauty. Supreme beauty is in our awareness of the Supreme is in our conscious, inseparable oneness with the Supreme. And this Supreme beauty we discover on the strength of our conscious, constant and unconditional self-giving, when we dare to say that thy will be done, when we feel that His will is done, the will of the Lord Supreme, then we say, I and my Father are one. When we say that thy will be done, at that time beauty supreme reveals itself in and through us. Again, when you say, I and my Father are one, at that time, the supreme beauty finds its manifestation complete, total, on earth, here, and now.